Babe, why are you packing a suitcase?
I gotta go. You know what? I really have to go really quickly.
What?
You can't leave me. I don't know where I'm going to be back, so don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Who's going to clip my toenails?
You'll be fine. Do the drop. Rainy Day Fiancé. The Other Way.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
Hey, hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back.
Hello.
To your third 90 Day Fiancé podcast for the week. I'm pretty sure you've listened to a couple already.
So we're gonna talk about The Other Way. My favorite of the institution.
Rolling the Dice, episode 10. Let's start with Paul and Carini. Yes.
Okay. They have been on the boat for 5 days on their way to Carini's mom and dad's house, which they are going to live at.
Yes.
Why, you say? Well, because Paul doesn't know if he's going to be deported, and she's about to give birth, and she doesn't want to give birth alone.
Right. And Tontine's is where Paul and Carini's parents live.
Not great medical care. I wanted to ask you, here's the balance. The question, do you stay where there's better medical care, but no one potentially, because Paul gets deported, or do you go to your mom and dad's where you have your mother and support, but maybe not the best medical care?
I would go with if people, you know, people give birth in the wild all the time, but like, I'm pretty sure, I don't know what, it depends on what you're accustomed to. Like, if you're accustomed to having accoutrements all the time and, like, you know, like a 7-Eleven around the corner. Like, no, seriously. If you're used to living
it's
in...
It's not about 7-Eleven. It's like...
I know.
What if your baby needs intervention?
Let's liken it
to... Even though I say that, I think I'd go where my mom is.
If you liken it to living in a city where you can walk out of your street at your house at 11 o'clock at night and go get, you know, whatever you want at the local...
I don't liken it to that. I'm talking about you're giving birth.
Versus the suburbs where you got to get in a car and drive somewhere.
No. There's still hospitals in both. I disagree. But, okay. So
ice cream at 12 a.m. is an emergency. So,
okay. So she makes the decision to go to her mom's. And I thought a lot about this. I agree with her decision because Paul could be gone at any moment. And she's giving birth to her first child. Yeah. That is scarier than
anything. She needs support for sure. Definitely.
So as they're getting off the boat, of course, Paul says, make sure
nobody steals anything.
Okay, Paul.
No one's going to steal anything. I didn't know that. Okay, go. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
But I didn't know. Anyway, they get the boat. They get everything together. They drive up to her parents' house, Karina's parents' house in Tontine's. And I noticed the step into the house.
There's no stairs.
There's no stairs. It's like the steepest.
And I for was a
pregnant
like,
woman,
okay.
There's no way.
Okay, that's something. Maybe they don't have the equipment to like build something. No, later in the episode, they're building a fence. Dad and Paul are building a fence in the same yard. So maybe use a little bit of that wood to build a few steps to allow the pregnant daughter to get in the house.
Because when you're pregnant,
it's hard enough to get off the bed.
I'm sure Dad Carini will figure that out.
So I don't know if there's a reason that there's no steps. But that's not going to...
Concerning.
Whew, yeah.
I didn't know that Paul and Carini's mom didn't get along very well.
She thinks he's a jerk.
She thinks he's just like the lowest of low.
She says he really is a jerk.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
So they get there. Carini and her mom hug. Did you notice that like Paul was like a creeper deeper behind?
He was super creepy. Like, but I think he knows.
Scrolling up like, hey.
I think he knows that there's not good blood between mom and him.
Yeah, but he made it worse by just looking like a creep. Just say hi.
He did eventually. He's like,
oh, but I think he doesn't want to live there. He knows that this is going to be very uncomfortable.
For him, for sure.
He also still hasn't told them that, oh, P.S., the country thinks I'm a terrorist, so that's why we're living with you, because I may have to get deported. So.
Yes, and eventually that conversation does happen, and it's through the translator, and eventually Carini just takes a phone and reads the situation off, and... Paul's the mother puts her hands in her head and dad's
it's
like, you got to get this fixed right away. This is unacceptable.
Can I just add again, Paul subtitled because he's the only U.S. person I think that is
I
subtitled.
Can understand him. I don't understand.
Apparently the producers or editors do not agree. So it's hilarious to me. He does mumble quite a bit.
Okay.
So I just think it tickles me.
Paul even says he's disappointed in his past that, you know, he's had to be in this situation.
Yeah, you're a narcissist and you have restraining orders against you. Saying you're disappointed in yourself.
He made some mistakes.
Saying you're disappointed in yourself is not noble. You should be. Okay. I'm not saying that.
Or at least you're admitting your mistakes.
He can't move on, but like admit him and yeah, of course you should be sorry about it. You were convicted of arson. So he tells him that he's denied his permanent residence. They kind of play it up to be like there's a confusion on the translation of the record and the lawyer's going to work
exactly
on that.
That's exactly what it is. Know. You don't think so?
I feel like arson may be classified in the category of terrorism there. But I don't know. I really know nothing. Here's the thing. The initial plan was for Carini to go to the U.S.
Right.
But Paul didn't make the $17,000, I think it was, a year.
I think it was a little more than that, but okay.
$19,000. I don't know.
It was $27,000. It was,
okay. And his mom and dad wouldn't sponsor her. Now we're in a different predicament. Paul cannot potentially live there.
Mm-hmm.
Carini's about to give birth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Grandma and Grandpa Paul should...
Have we ever seen Grandpa Paul?
No, we have not. I think he wants nothing to do with this program.
Have we ever talked
about... I feel like he's...
Has Paul ever mentioned it?
Because like they are like, Papa doesn't like that. It's like kind of weird, like culty about like... yeah, like okay. Papa... Like, Dad's in charge. And remember when Mom was like, you know why I can't support you. You know why.
Papa... Paul lives in the same house as...
I believe so, yes. And he's in charge.
And you never saw him?
Yeah. Oh. And so I think all of the decisions are because Papa Paul doesn't want to...
Anything to do with it. Matt Smith.
He's probably smart to be on the program.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
So I just feel like, okay, this is a new ball game right now. Maybe Grandma and Grandpa could go ahead and do this for their son so he can be there for the birth of his child.
Yeah.
And in the first... months of the child's life.
I agree. That's
my vote.
Step up a little bit, for sure. Let's move on.
Okay. Jenny and Submit.
Jenny and Submit.
I have a lot to say about this.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm upset about it.
What are you so...
We'll get to it. But Jenny's been in India for a month.
Okay.
And Submit, this was like in the scenes from the next. He needs to go back to his mom and dad.
Well, he's getting calls over and over over and over again from his parents. And
I've been living with Jenny almost a month and I have something I need to tell her. And it's not gonna be easy, but I have to go home. You know that last few days my parents are calling me like almost every day. They're being suspicious about where I'm living, with whom I'm living, where I'm working. So in order to make them feel comfortable, I need to go back to my home.
What do you mean you need to go back to your home?
I need to make my family satisfied as yes, I'm still with them. I didn't leave them.
Okay.
Otherwise, they will start creating issue for me and it would be hard for me to go ahead and follow the rest of the step, which we need to do. We need to get married.
Okay, well, how long do you think you'll be there? How long do you think it'll take to calm your family back down?
I can't tell you the time. I'd be gonna take...
Well, baby, you can't leave me alone in that apartment. I totally 100% depend on you here in India. I can't do anything without you. I don't go anywhere by myself. I can't get a auto rickshaw by myself. The money, the language, you know, like it's gonna be impossible. I can't be left alone in that apartment. I don't know what I'm gonna do or what to do. I'm not gonna accept. That's not gonna work. There's no way. You can't do that. Once again, I'm let down. I'm hurt. I'm kind of in shock, actually. I don't know how to feel about this, and I don't know what to do next.
Jenny, come on.
Okay.
That's pretty scary.
I have a lot to say. So first of all, he says, I need to go home. Now, this is nitpicky, but like, why is he still considering his parents' house home and not his home with Jenny? Why? I would think it would be less concerning if he said, I need to go to my parents' house, or I need to go stay at my parents' house for a while. But he says, I need to go home. Does he still consider that his home?
He just moved in like a month ago.
Yeah. With his wife-to-be, that's his home.
his home for 30 years.
I'm feisty today. I'm sorry. I'll calm down.
His home for 30 years has been one place, and he has to go back because of that permanent address thing that's going to happen, and that's going to screw everything up if they're
update
not...
Update your personal or your permanent
address. I don't think it's that easy. I don't think it's that easy.
Here's what's not easy. This is inevitable. It's going to come out. So he's just prolonging the misery. Do you really think that he's going to be able to prolong this until he gets married, or is he going to have to spill the beans before he can get married?
Probably spill the beans.
I vote B. And so let's just get it over with now.
Okay.
And please bring mom, dad, Sumit into the show, because I'd really like to meet them.
That would be interesting to see what they're like. I'm pretty sure we're not going to see them.
No. But he tells her, just stay home, watch TV. I'll supply you with food.
Yeah, I'll arrange for all those things.
Okay, you're kind of like a prisoner. And I will, like...
Not even kind of. You are a prisoner.
No.
You can't speak anywhere. You can't go anywhere. Oh, man.
I just think if my mom did this, and she went over there to be with this man that was half her age, and she calls me, and she's like, so, here's the update.
I'm stuck. Oh, my gosh.
Like, this is, like, concerning, because I feel like, you know, to say he doesn't know when he's coming back.
That is a little bit concerning.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then as the shot goes, you get to see she's like longingly looking at her feet and thinking, who's going to cut my toenails?
Well, did
now?
You know she had a Band-Aid on
yeah,
her toe?
Yeah, she had a blister on her toe.
I feel like maybe... No, I think he might have just trimmed a little too...
No, he didn't. Come on.
A little too harsh.
This is okay, like
you know,
too much
overzealous flip. Clipping.
No.
But I was trying to really understand this, and I'm not saying I did a lot of long-term research or in-depth, but there is... The idea of marriage is different in India. It's about... a combining of families versus a combining of individuals. And a lot of it's tied to motherhood and having a baby. So I can see why they want grandchildren and they know that they're not going to have it with this. I get that. They don't like it, but it's happening. So he's already told them once he's going to marry her. They flipped out. He's still going to marry her. So they need to come to terms. This is why I wanted to meet them on the show. I want to know what they have to say.
All right. Well, Jenny and Smit, I wish them the best. We shall find out soon how that unfolds.
Yes.
Let's move on to the highlight of the show today. Laura and Aladdin.
Aladdin? Aladdin. Aladdin.
Aladdin.
No.
Arabian Nights.
Boom, 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 boom. All right. Boom, this boom, is, boom, we start boom, with boom. It's the day after she arrives. She's slept. They're super duper cute. Snuggly in the bed.
Yeah.
And
she's like, yeah, I
hey, I finally, last night was fine.
Let's get some jiggy jiggy.
Should we have some more jiggy jiggy?
Our first night together, it's very nice, you know. After 6 months and jiggy jiggy.
Take me through it.
No.
I'll take you through it.
Just take a shower and then yeah, rest.
It was done in 2 minutes.
No, Lord. She said, bruh, come on.
Yeah, that's what she did say.
I believe her, too.
I got a few things. I don't know if you like them or not.
Aladdin and I have this amazing chemistry together, but for some reason in the bedroom, it's just, he's just not rocking my world.
Is he just
so
selfish?
Just
think?
Before coming selfish to lover? Guitar, I got
think
something that I think could can, really spice things.
No, let's talk okay. this over. Like, okay. If someone hasn't had sex in 6 months or has
fine,
been
then
waiting
do it twice.
For his lover.
One time, 2 minutes, and then you just you
right,
think that
maybe.
She's satisfied?
I
do
don't
other
know.
Things.
I am of the camp to make sure that you
yeah,
know you
okay.
do whatever it takes to make sure.
But let's not talk about that. But I'm just like, I love how honest she is. She's been very clear. You are not satisfying me.
I don't know if she's been very clear.
Yeah. I feel like she has.
You never see her talk to him about this. This is
she
like
just
a,
did.
I know. I understand, but she. This is like.
I don't know.
This is shaky ground for her. I don't think she made the right proposal.
I do not think she's shy. I think.
Oh,
that
she's not shy, but
when
I,
they
I
got
think,
married on the ninth day of knowing each other, and she didn't. Her world was not rocked. I do think she mentioned it. I don't think she's shy. I don't think she's going to, like,
not the
fake anything.
Time. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, that...
No, not necessarily. I don't think she would.
Anyway.
Do you know what this is? It's a
microphone.
Oh, it's a little bit like a microphone.
Yeah.
You ever seen one of these before? Sex toy? That's jiggy jiggy.
Really?
Really? What the f?
What the fuck was that?
Yeah. What are you for?
It's to spice things up.
What you say?
In the future.
Do you need this?
Do you need this?
In America, lots of ladies have those things.
Got it for
I am not in America. So don't tell me in America, in America.
I'm just,
you are not in America.
I know, honey, but I'm just saying, it's not that uncommon.
Maybe,
slowly backtracking.
The men there, they're not enough for you. But here, you are okay, don't worry.
You are okay, don't worry. She's like, no, I'm not okay, actually.
Can you give me a second?
Where are you going?
I go outside.
Don't get like that.
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite is when he's like, do you need this? Like, don't ask if you don't want to know the answer. Because the answer is yes. She does. Just,
well,
see, you guys have to learn each
other.
It's different.
And
he needs.
Culture wise, he's probably never encountered anything like this
and
ever.
I love it. She knows what she wants and she's going to ask for
it's
it.
It's not okay for him. He's like, no, this isn't right.
This is your wife.
Yeah. I didn't know I married somebody who needed a vibrator. And I don't
I
like
feel
it.
Like he knew he married someone that was a very strong woman.
Yeah, and before he had a mute button. Now he doesn't.
Yeah, the blocking. And later. I love how she's like, yeah, that really calms me down.
That's later.
Yeah.
So okay.
He goes outside.
Cool
He's
off.
Pissed. There's a lot of beeps.
The camera's like, you know.
She marches out there in her jammies and robe, which
she looked like a grandma when she was grandma.
I mean, I have some grandma jammies. So
that was grandma sitch
but
to the max.
I don't
know
if that's okay to do. Culture wise,
like what lady outside and
in
grandma
jammies? I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know.
Not in Qatar.
But
he feels disrespected and
and I get that. Like it's on TV too. Like
yeah,
that's
it's like,
not.
What the fuck are you talking to me? Like,
do you know? Like, because
like,
he hasn't seen all the like ITMs that she's done of like, hey, let me tell you this backstory, and she's said a lot about how dissatisfied she is with his lovin's. Like, can you imagine the first time he sits down, they get popcorn, they're sitting on the couch together. Let's watch our show, honey.
Yeah.
That's gotta be.
Let's pause and bring ourselves to current.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard that Laura has been completely wiped from Aladdin's IG feed.
What?
Wiped.
Is she still there?
I don't know.
He's a monster.
What?
Okay,
are you kidding
I need to
me?
Look
That's
into
your
this.
Response?
Yeah,
he's
why,
a monster?
You're going to wipe your wife from everything?
Well, obviously, they're having trouble. She can't
like two
deal.
Weeks ago, he posts about how much he loves her.
Maybe she
Get
popped
it together.
She popped off on the IG thing
popped
again.
Popped off?
Yeah. Mm. You know about popping off.
Yeah, I pop off. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
try
anyway.
Blocking me or wiping me from something and seeing if I pop off less.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
No. Okay,
but,
interesting.
Yeah, so she
well,
got
Well, I'm pleased
she
that you
deleted.
Did some research. That's cool.
She got deleted.
What?
Yeah, I don't think...
You can't delete your wife.
Yes,
you
can.
No, period. You cannot. Rule.
What do you mean? It's just pictures. It's
you
just, it's the
it.
Same thing as muting, basically.
No, when you delete someone, it like erases that person from your...
Yeah, like in Back to the Future.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So all these ladies that are friending him or...
She's just sensitive about
him.
That. And like, what about that? Like, come on. It's just like,
okay.
What?
There was, let's talk about the one particular woman that she's like, I don't want you to be connected with her.
Okay.
He's connected with her three different profiles. Why?
Because he wanted to see her clean something.
She can clean things.
Yeah. Oh. It was interesting.
Like, don't give
it was
me
interesting. I wanted to watch her clean something
BS
with simple,
answer.
Simple ingredients. It was great.
Just. For the sake of your wife, just this is one person she's asked you not to be connected with. Just
get another profile, bro.
And they're driving down the road in his jalopy, which is like...
It's not that bad of a job. This needs a little work. But she's a mechanic. She knows some things.
I know. And he seems to like giggle about that. Like, yeah. I don't like
that. Again, that's culture. You have to give
them
some
grace. I do like
them.
I do think they love each other. I'm concerned because you just told me that of recent he's
after,
deleted
after
her
watching them
her.
Fight in this episode
yeah
and how there's like a lot of just friction and she was like I'm almost done I'm not even sure what I did I want to backtrack
she thought that
I'm,
before she went she was like I don't know what I'm doing
I don't know it's like
okay
you know and then you know what I pay attention to in these things I pay attention to the fact that the clips we're watching are way in the future of when they're actually, so they've done a lot of things and then they're recapping. And then
they're telling the story because they're in the same outfit the
yes, whole time. If you see them sitting together talking, then okay, so things are kind of okay. If you don't see them together, then something's really bad.
Or if you don't see them together and one of them is not being interviewed,
right,
that's a really bad sign.
So anyway, they were going out in the first night in Qatar and they got in a really big fight and it was, you know, not a good scene. So eventually...
I love her.
She's...
I love her.
Okay, sure. She's not my favorite, but...
She's my favorite. She's
all right. All right. Let's move on.
Corey and Evelyn.
To Corey and Evelyn. Oh, wait. Mm. I think that this little activity with the IG is her strike one. Like...
What do you mean?
I think she's... This is like... First thing that's like, you know, it's her strike one. I think there's going to be, she'll. What?
Excuse me. If you try, oh my God.
I'm just saying, in there.
Like, this is your strike one.
She's not going to say that, but I think this is like.
She isn't or he isn't.
He's not going to.
Right. This is childish and stupid. And you're married. So.
Yeah, but 9 days married and without the big Tunisian wedding.
They've been together for years.
Years.
I think for a while. If you blocked me or erased me on your social media. Oh my goodness. Are you kidding?
Anyway.
I'm not a monster, but that would make me very mad.
Strike one. Strike
one. Okay.
Corey and Evelyn.
He has been in Ecuador for a week and they are getting ready to open the bar up again. Apparently
it's been closed for a while. Bar. And now he's invested some money to help them expand, make it, you know, so that it can support them fully while he lives there. And it's going to need a little work. They're going to have to build a business up.
Mm-hmm. They need to make some improvements and buy some stuff.
Yeah, she's talking costs. She's like, yeah, we got to get some chairs. We got to put the TV over here by the outhouse. And
bathroom, $1,500. Table and chairs, $4,000 to $5,000. U.S. dollars, I'm talking.
Yeah.
So he's like, whoa, that's a lot. And she's like, I am not asking you for gold and diamonds.
Yeah. And then he's like, yeah, okay, we'll figure it out. And then he starts kind of talking about their plans.
There's a lot more expenses I wasn't expecting to have to cover. And it scares me that I've taken out my retirement fund and spent it on Evelyn.
That is not a good idea.
No.
You're young.
On a girl, right?
With you.
On a woman. But also, you are young. Together. Retirement. Mm-mm.
You know, I want to have a big house with lots of kids. That we grow old together.
Kids?
I don't know. It doesn't put me in a good mood when you talk about those things. Just because you know so much that I don't want to start a family and kids. So that's not my dream at all. At all.
She's so clear.
Any kind of future.
She has.
What's your goals? What are your goals?
I just want to make money. Mm-hmm. Make money and be on the house.
She's
on visa clear.
She's on visa.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Nice things. To be
appreciate it. Just
like
be honest.
He's so cool right now. Everything is so.
He's living on a dream.
Fine.
Plus he's living on a delusion.
A lot of things. You were like, you're gonna make friends and get better with my
give
family.
It's been a week,
by
girl.
Your own. So I don't really see the changes. I really, really hope Corey can try harder to adapt.
You want him to make a group of friends in a week?
He does a lot of talking. Poof.
He can do that black magic and make the friends in a week.
Yeah. Didn't do well in the family. But I don't like her as like, she doesn't come across as a nice human.
So are you on board hashtag Evelyn now?
No. I just, because she's honest, she'd be Evelyn if she pretended like she wanted.
She's not malicious.
And here's what I think is going to happen. I think in the course of the show, she will agree to marry him.
Huh?
Yeah. And you know what? She will not want to fully, but she'll do it for whatever reason. And that's like a recipe for disaster. You can't.
No.
You she's don't think too, she will?
No.
Because I feel like they're still together right now.
Mm. I think they might still work together, maybe, really? On the bar.
He's going to live in Ecuador?
He doesn't live in Ecuador.
Really?
He's in the States.
How do you know?
IG.
Well, okay. I obviously need to do more research.
You can stomp around Southern Washington.
It's like, he doesn't listen to her. She is saying, just like Anfisa, this is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but I love her. And maybe if I sell all my belongings and cash out my retirement, she'll marry me.
He tried once. She said no. And he's going to try again.
Stop.
And like, let me put more chips in the middle.
So I don't love her, but I appreciate her honesty, I guess.
Yeah. You know how I feel about her. Next, Ronald and Tiff.
Okay.
The wedding, the day before the wedding day.
She's been there 9 days. I do want to stop and do my favorite thing, which is my little comment, nitpicky thing. Two things.
Go ahead.
Number one, Tiffany loves a cold shoulder shirt.
True.
I don't like those shirts. I know that they have been in style. I don't know that they are anymore, but maybe they were when this show aired. I don't find them
like cute. 6 months ago?
Maybe. I don't know.
Things.
I don't like them, but she loves them.
Yeah.
But she's gorgeous in anything. But I need to talk about the pointy nail. Because this is like a collision in my life and the other way. Because Tiffany has the pointy nails, which apparently are a thing.
They've been a thing for a while.
Well, I didn't know that because I am
behind,
older, and don't have nails. But my best friend's daughter, who is 13, just got some pointy nails. And I don't understand how you do anything with the pointy nails.
Well, I have a friend, Katie, who you know. And she has pointy nails, and she has to poke on a computer at work.
How do you do it?
She just uses her pad of her finger and does things.
You can't type fast like that.
Probably not. Well, maybe if you're good at it, then you could probably raise your fingers up and do a little typing fast.
I don't know. The pointy nail is tied with the scrunchie for a thing I don't understand, because apparently the scrunchie's back. That's a problem for me. Because
get on Snapchat or something, and like,
what do you mean? I know these things are back, and I just disagree with them. As a, like,
disagree,
there's like a lot of '90s things that are coming back too.
The
like
same way that bell bottoms came back, and like
t-shirts underneath sundresses.
Hypercolor and all
don't that. Do that. Don't do that. It doesn't look good.
It'll be gone quickly.
I know, but
these things come back.
It's not the most flattering. Some of the like low-rider jeans, not the most flattering. Don't bring them back. Right. Anyway, we can move on. I just don't understand the point. All right,
fine. So they're at a bri.
They're getting married the next day.
The next day. So they have a bri, which
I love his family.
Basically, a bri is a cookout. But yeah. We don't have bris in the United States. We have grills. A bri is a bunch of hot coals over like a rave.
It was really cool.
It was cool. But it's more of like, it's a camping type more thing. But it was nice. It seemed like it was interesting to.
But don't you think Ron's family, of all the families
super
see
nice.
On this.
Super
on any of the
loving and
family.
Welcoming
that yeah. meet someone. They are
the
so
best.
Welcoming. They
one.
Are great to Daniel, who is the greatest child.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them. And so her sister Laura is coming to town.
So.
Well, Ronald, since I'm like the first one in your like the family to actually meet you.
You can call him brother.
Yeah. Tomorrow, this is why Daniel
brother.
Calls him
today,
dad.
You, Ronald.
Okay. It's fine. I'll settle for that.
She said, tomorrow, your brother. Today, your Ronald. She was taken aback by that. That was a little bit of
a
forward.
But this explains why Daniel calls him dad.
You think Tiff pushed that on him?
I think she said the exact same sentence. You can call him dad. And then he's a little boy without a dad. Of course he's going to come up with that on his own.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
I get it. And I love Daniel and he can do anything he wants.
Thanks for that one, baby.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you something.
I'm taking my recovery very seriously.
Yeah, but at the same time...
Talk is cheap, I know.
Yeah. Now that you're marrying my sister, I want to see that those actions speak louder than words, that you change. Because my sister has gone through so much.
All the stupid decisions, I regret every second what I put this woman through. But I'm going to say with that, I learned to appreciate what I have. You know, words can't describe what I feel for her, and I knew I loved Daniel just from speaking over the phone. But now that I actually met him, he's the best boy in the world.
Okay. I'm on Team Ronald now.
Really?
Like,
that was enough?
I like, made me like choke up.
I'm about to ask you, do you believe him?
I want to believe him. Like, he...
Do you believe him or you want to believe him? Everybody,
I want to
everybody
believe
wants
him.
To believe him.
I don't believe anybody. So I'm skeptical and you know that.
So from his talk about
but
his
he said all the right things.
Convictions and the open, honest discussions, multiple episodes he's had, very honest, heartfelt
multiple
discussions.
Episodes. He's been out of rehab for 9 days. So
I know, but there's three episodes. So he had the heartfelt discussion
yeah,
with her.
He's saying all the right things and I want to believe him. But this time he said he's the best boy in the world. And I actually like... started to cry a little bit when he said that because he does sound sincere and I just Daniel needs this and don't disappoint Daniel please.
Yeah he does so he's
but yeah I like the sister was crying she was like well, okay I we give
we'll
you
give
our blessing
yeah,
on behalf of the family
that's
and
awesome
I think that's awesome like there's really no other way to start out a marriage than with families accepting one another
it's important
And so just don't let us down, Ronald. Like, you know, like having this show on, like how many people are on Team Daniel, and like if he F's up, like there's gonna be a lot of people that aren't gonna be happy.
There's no way to go for him. Mm-mm. He's got a bunch of people that are like microscoped on him.
Do not screw up.
Nobody wants to like him.
But I mean, this little speech like did it for me. It's good. And
okay. So we fast forward a little bit, and Laura and Sis are packing for the wedding day.
It is the wedding day.
Yes. And they stayed in separate houses the night before, and then.
And that's what we did.
We did do that.
She was like, this is a tradition in South Africa, but we did. I stayed with my mom and your mom in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. And you stayed at our condo alone.
By myself.
And got really drunk.
I got super drunk.
And made like.
Videos.
Selfie video. Yeah. That was really cute.
Yeah.
Because you were nervous.
That was weird.
You talked a lot.
I did.
But I think that's for anyone that's getting married, I think that's a good idea. It makes just the, you know, well.
I don't know if it was a good idea.
I mean, I don't think you should be unsupervised. I think you should always be unsupervised.
Like, I was on a Facebook live video.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Don't do that. But be supervised with some sort of person that loves you.
It's good for the, like, you know, posterity of like.
And just like peace of like. Okay, here's what we're doing tomorrow.
I was like scared. I was scared.
I know you were scared. That's what the video said.
Anyway.
Aren't you glad, though?
Yes, honey. Of course.
Okay. Okay.
So Tiff gets a call from Ronald. And then she walks outside and says, you know, hey, honey, your dad wants me to pick him up.
He says this.
Yeah. Ronald's like, your dad wants me to pick him up. And he's booked into a casino.
And I got angry for a second, but then she mentions that she's not like super close with her dad, or she hasn't been, and he has no idea about the gambling addiction. So it wasn't like a
malicious, like, kind of like slide.
A shitty thing to do. It was just, hey, there's a casino, probably had a good rate.
Yeah. And he's like, no, don't do it. You can't pick him up. What? Who else is going to pick him up then?
I mean, you have a family there. If you really need somebody else.
They're probably all busy doing other things.
Or meet him outside. I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. They could have. Obviously, the sounds and the triggers could turn them.
Okay, here's what I think. Because I also have theory, like my conspiracy theories about the Matt Sharp Productions. I feel like this was totally like
set up,
manipulated, so that they could get footage of him. Like, oh boy,
probably
I am like gonna walk into this casino because he's been out of rehab for 9 days.
Yeah.
Probably not. Would
walk back in. Think about an alcoholic that just got out of rehab and wants to walk into a bar
to meet somebody.
A friend.
Like, I do feel like, and it's a real shitty thing for them to do. Like, I feel like they, we could have come up with a million other ways to pick up dad.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was manipulated.
Tiff was like, hey, I don't want no cell reception.
Just
don't tell me there's
in and out.
Go get him. Mm-mm. In and out. I don't want your phone to have no service. I don't want to hear any stories.
Famous freaking excuse. And it's
in and out, baby.
My battery died.
I promise.
Battery died, no service in this. You know what? We've all heard that.
I will attest. Mm-hmm. There are pockets of casinos that are definitely dead cell
zones. Then walk outside.
Yeah, I can. But how am I going to get your phone call if you can call me for like an hour? I'm sitting at the poker table. I don't get any service. Like, oh, what are you so mad about?
You're not the first person that has thrown that little scam.
How about we can
go to the scam.
We can go to the casino.
It's a man's
sit
scam.
In this chair, and I can show you.
It's in the middle of civilized.
It's a huge concrete structure, and it's not in the middle of a city.
There are plenty of
they don't have cell
high rises that manage to get cell.
They
service.
Don't have cell service in pockets.
I don't believe you. I think it's a man's scam.
We're gonna go to the casino, and I'm gonna show you.
No, I'm not taking you to the casino because
Anyway.
So anyway, he goes inside and he's like, the lights, the slot machine sounds. Yeah. And it was just like, you could see on his face. He's just like, boy.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be fine. It's just for drama. And it's really crappy that the producers put him in this situation just for this shot and footage. And that's what I think happened.
She's dealing with an addict.
Yeah. He doesn't need to be.
He's already lost a ton of trust
addiction
off,
yet.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this. I'm like, because she's stepping into a marriage now. This guy has shown himself to be untrustworthy.
Let me go back to wait more than 9 days.
All right. You said that multiple times.
I know, but I mean it.
Okay. So now she's like going to get married. And once you're married, you are now saying that I want to be a victim of a pawn fridge.
A victim? No. That's weird still. I don't know how that happens. Can you imagine?
Come on.
And like, how much do you get for a used fridge? I don't know.
Enough to put down on one blackjack.
Okay, let's talk about scenes from the next.
All right, cool. Devon?
And Devon, like, I'm worried about this. She's talking with Ji-hoon and saying that she needs surgery and they need to have an early delivery, asking if he's going to be able to come early. And I didn't like his response because he was like, and I don't know. They might have cut that so it's like his response was to, like, something's wrong and the baby could be at risk versus, hey, can you come? He should answer, yes, of course, I'll be there tomorrow.
But what if he can't come?
Why not?
The ticket's already bought for 2 months from now.
Well, change it. Your, like, child could die. Like, that was really scary, and I hope everything's okay. She looked, like, truly scared.
Yeah.
Aladdin and Laura. Laura learns that apparently he can marry four wives.
Oh, yeah.
That he won't satisfy. Think it's hard.
Okay, true.
Yeah, I mean, true. There's some drama with Evelyn. She apparently has been talking to her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Something. Big surprise. I'm not shocked, really. She's not really that...
She's not into
You know that book, like...
She's not that into
you. He's not that into you? Mm-hmm. There should be a reverse of she's not that into you. And definitely. Corey should read it.
Yep.
Now, the thing I'm... You think... This is why I've been feisty and angry this entire podcast is because of the final scene about Paul and Karini, where Paul asks Karini for a GD DNA test on the baby. How many times he I can't, like, the anger in my head would explode if this was me. And I don't, he's like, it's to prevent fraud. It's to prevent fraud.
Fraud.
What the fuck are you talking?
You are
a monster. And anytime that he comes into my graces of, like, okay, he's just a goober tuber and he's running like a duck. Oh, he's not so bad.
How could you think that'd be a good decision to say that? Do you think he's on a spectrum?
The last three times he's said it, get a pregnancy test. I need you to take an STD test. And now I need you to take it.
And you're going to live in her parents' house and you want to bring up dumb shit like a DNA test?
Shut the hell up. I just can't. Oh, my God. Like, I don't know. Again, is this, like, this can't be real, right? Like, he can't
actually. He might be on a spectrum. I think he might be on a spectrum.
I think that's, that is. He's
strange.
Just,
she calls him strange.
He's strange. I think it's his upbringing and the fact that his mother gave him her hair twice. Like, that's
nothing.
I think that you can make a kid weird. And I think that's what she did. I don't think he's on the spectrum. I think he is just
strange.
Not right. And prevent fraud. Karini, and then, like, she does love him. There was, like, a thing where she's like, if he leaves, he will take my heart and the heart of my son.
Yeah.
Like, and she's about to give birth.
She just wants somebody to support her.
If you had said to me when I was...
God, here we go.
days from giving birth, I wanted a DNA test. Can you imagine the wrath of my head exploding? So I just think he's a dum-dum.
All right. Well, it's been real, guys. Thank you for listening to
us
ramble.
So we made some decisions about the family Chantel.
Forgot about that.
It's a lot to do. We still want to do it, at least at this point. I mean, it's frustrating but we're gonna put that one out on, like, Fridays.
And we're not gonna have a separate channel. So we're gonna put everything on this feed and hopefully somebody will listen to it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And
it is a shit show, though. More and more.
It is. I've done my notes for this episode already. But two in one day to, like, do this is a lot. Yeah. So hopefully that works for anyone that's interested. We're shooting for Friday for,
like,
that one, Tuesday for the
later
one.
In your week where you're like earning some 90 day nuggets. You're like, I want some 90 day. Well, where can I get some?
Friday you can.
Yeah.
So if you do enjoy this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes. Is it iTunes? Apple Podcasts?
Yeah. All that good stuff.
I appreciate it very much.
Thanks again, guys. See you next week.
Bye.